my words and jargon. But before you voice your garbage, let me intro my junction. Guess yeah,
welcome to another edition of Get Right or Get Left. As always, it is I, Mr. Right. And as always, is my trustworthy, wonderful, awesome buddy, my compadre, my main man, my ace. It's Mr. Left. Mr. Left. Mr. Left, where are you?
Hi, I'm right here.
You all right, Mr. Left?
Yeah, I'm peachy. I'm chilling, you know what I'm saying? Be the best way I know how, right? Me, yeah. The guy.
I don't know what's wrong with this guy today, but today's episode is on trust. A very strong element in today's everything. Wouldn't you agree with that, Mr. Left?
Yeah, sure. I agree with that. Absolutely, Mr. Right. Yep. Yepers.
You doing okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm A-OK, man. I'm peachy. I'm good. I'm cooler than a polar bear's toenails. Oh, hell.
You haven't said one cuss word yet.
I'm trying to turn around and turn a new leaf, you know? Trying to be a better person, you know? The best way that I know how.
Oh, really, Mr. Left?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I can't change. I mean, please, let me know if I can't change. And I'm going to find a way to outdo what you're saying to saying that I can't change, because I can change. I can change. Like that one, remember that one movie? I Can Change? You know, I can change, right? I can change.
Okay, all right. If you can say you can change, you can change. Anyways, today's episode is on trust. A very strong subject. You know, trust is hard to come by. Trust is a very strong thing that you want to have with people that you know. And, you know, definitely the people that you love. Because if you can't trust that person, like some people say, if you can't trust your family, your friends, then who can you trust? But then it also comes down to you even trusting yourself. There's some people, you know, all of us got very good and bad qualities. Nobody's a perfect person. But it's always good to know that, you know, you always have that person that you can trust into, to talk to about things, into situations when, you know, the chips are down and things are down and out. Isn't that right, Mr. Left?
Uh-huh, that's absolutely right.
Okay, you're really spooking me out today, Mr. Left, but if this is how it's going to be...
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, this is going to be, I'm here, I'm chilling like a villain. You can trust me, man, absolutely. You know, we've known each other for so long, you know? And, you know, I'm always here.
The definition of trust. Firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. Example, relations have to be built on trust. Isn't that right, Mr. Left?
Relations? We've never had any relations before. What the hell you mean? What the fuck you talking about relations? What the fuck you talking about relations? That's just gross.
Relations as in a bond between...
Oh, yeah! Bond. What the fuck you mean bond? Ain't nothing bonding going on. What the fuck you talking about? Why you talking this nasty ass shit?
Bond. Just you and I are friendship. We've known each other for so long. That's all I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, bond. Yeah. Brothers, right? Yeah.
What's going on, man? What is it? Did I do something wrong? Did I do something to upset you? You've been really standoffish ever since I told you that we're going to do this episode based on trust.
Huh? Well, what do you mean?
You've been standoffish ever since I told you we're going to do an episode on trust.
I don't want to talk about it.
What do you mean you don't want to talk about
it? I don't want to talk about it.
Why not? Is there something wrong? Is there something you need to tell me? Is there something that I did in the past? Is there something that you feel some certain way that you got to express that you need to get something off your chest?
Nope.
Mr. Left.
Yeah.
Please tell me, man.
No, I'm not gonna tell you anything.
All right. If you don't tell me, I'm gonna go into your room. I'm gonna grab your Kirby.
Okay. Nobody fucks with my Kirby plush. Nobody. I will fuck a motherfucker up. You don't fucking touch Kirby. Nobody touches Kirby.
All right.
Mr. Wright, do you trust me?
Where is this coming from?
Do you trust me?
Yeah, I trust you. Why?
I'm just saying, man, do you trust me?
Yeah, I trust you. Why? What's going on?
I might have did something.
Something like what?
Our account that we have for the show?
Yes.
I kind of spent it.
You kind of spent it on what?
I kind of spent it on, I don't know, maybe on a web chat.
A web chat? A web chat with who?
Bootylicious.com.
What the fuck did you spend it on bootylicious.com? What is this? You and RoboHo shit again?
No, man. I ain't spending on no damn RoboHos. You know what I'm saying? I ain't spending on none of that shit. I'm just saying, you know, I may have, you know, did some things and I spent money on things and, you know, such as maybe some RoboHos.
So you're telling me that the money that we had, you spent it on web chatting with online women?
Yeah, this girl really liked me. She said she was gonna come see me, so I spent a couple thousand dollars.
A couple thousand dollars?
Yes, man, a couple thousand dollars.
This is the things that go through in people's lives when you're down to the nitty gritty, you're spending money on things. This is not the first time you've done this.
What do you mean this is not the first time I've done this?
This is not the first time you've done this. You've stolen money from us many a times. And this is why I have secret accounts.
You have secret accounts?
Yes, I have secret accounts.
Since when did you have fucking secret accounts?
Since you spent $10,000 to go to Boys Town to go see the donkey lady?
I didn't spend $10,000, I hitched rides with friends.
Yeah, I know you hitched rides with friends, but you gave $10,000 to the donkey lady.
How'd you know?
People talk. Mr. Left.
So, the whole time you've been having secret bank accounts and you haven't told me, so now actually you don't trust me.
Why is this getting turned back on me?
Because you're a piece of shit. That's why. You don't tell me that you have these extra things, man.
I'm not going to because I can't trust you with money. I can't trust you with anything. Every time I get something new, I'm surprised that we've got the studio equipment still here without you putting your hands in it and want to pawn it for other shit.
That's disrespectful, Mr. Wright, and you know that.
How am I disrespectful? You call me disrespectful when I'm watching our own assets? Are you serious? Think about what you're saying for a second. Because everything that I've been doing for us, I've been keeping it to the side so that way you didn't get your sticky fingers in some shit.
Wow.
So this is on me now? Okay. Alright.
No?
Yeah. You know what? I'm sorry that I don't trust you. But I don't trust myself to let you know that I've got these things. Because then we wouldn't be here. Just as much as you wouldn't trust yourself if I gave you this information. So you can put your hands into things that you don't need to be in.
Well, maybe, Mr. Wright, you can do the show by your motherfucking self. And it can be it right. And that's it.
Is that where it's gonna be?
Yes, that's what it's gonna be.
Oh, what are you gonna do? You gonna walk out again?
No. I'm gonna stand my ass in the corner and I'm gonna jump into my game. Get left on Survival Heroes. And then I'm gonna tell you, Mr. Wright, fuck you. You ain't shit.
Alright, guys. We're gonna try to figure things out here and we'll be right back.
Be right back? You can be right back. I ain't about to be back on shit. I'm gonna go chill my ass out right over here.
Yeah, whatever. We're right back on Get Right or Get Left. Mr. Left has zoned me out on his game, and he just thinks he's just, you know, however he feels about it. I don't care. Trust is a very strong thing. If anything, we should have been talking about it within the past 7 or 8 minutes that him and I were arguing. You know, if you're with the person you love, you gotta trust the person that you love. I mean, that's usually how relationships work, right? Marriages, boyfriend, girlfriend, families, you know, even the people that can get on your last nerve at the last second, or however you want to dice it, it comes down to trust, money, your heart, your soul, your mind, work ethic, you know, all of these things come down to trust. Is that right, Mr. Left? Or are you just still leaving yourself left out while playing your game?
Mr. Right can go eat a fat dick. Mr. Right, E-B-O-D, eat a fat dick. Fuck you.
At this time, we will hear from the middle to give us some type of feedback on this. The middle, where you at, man? Where you at?
Hi, it's me, the middle. Once again, we're stuck in this situation between Mr. Right and Mr. Left. As always, they can't get along because they built their friendship on time. They've known each other for a long time. They know each other before this show, before everything that they done put their hands into. They've known each other forever. Now, one of their strong elements is not trust, but putting that trust in somebody, whether it's trust in a thing or all sorts of things, it just, you know, it can help out in the long run. Mr. Ruff's gonna feel the way he feels because his mind is in a separate place from where Mr. Wright's mind is at. And sometimes in a friendship, that's okay. Things work itself out. But all you need, of course, is trust. Everybody needs a friend. We talked about that before in one of the previous episodes, friendship. As long as you have someone to talk to, a confidant, someone that you can trust in some things. There's a lot of things you can't trust people in. But if you have the whole generalization of where to put your trust in with somebody, then that's one good step forward. As always, it's me, the middle. Peace and love. Bye-bye.
Was the middle just here? Because if he was, I didn't give a shit. Just letting you know. Because I don't care. Just, you know, do know that too. You're awesome, Mr. Right. But you can eat a fat dick. I've done everything I can that I thought that I was trustworthy in your eyes and some things. And, you know, that really hurts that you've got things hidden from me because you can't trust me. Because I can't trust myself. Yeah, I fucking said it, okay? And sometimes I get angry. And then when I get angry, I just start thinking things and shooting shit out of my ass about things.
Oh, okay. Alright.
Love you, man.
Anyways. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Get Right or Get Left. If you have any feedback, comments, or concerns, please hit us up on our email on GroggoPod. That's groglpod@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook. Look for us. We'll be here.
And as always, you can trust me to know if you want to throw some type of trolling shade. You can hashtag that at EABOD. That's eat a bowl of dicks. Come find me. Fight me, bro. Fucking fight me.
See, I trust you to do some shit like that.
Really?
Yeah, man. As always, this will and forever will be Get Right or Get Left. And I'm gonna tell you something. I am fucking exhausted.
Yeah, man, me too. Fuck. Let's get right to get the fuck out of here, right?
Yeah, man. Let's go.
Friends?
Yeah, friends.